What drives you, my friend? What drives you forward? Is it guilt? Is it fear? Is it greed? Is it ambition? Is it worry? Or is it the spirit of sonship? Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the gospel, the good news, and this good news is designed by God to lift up our hearts in faith to Him so that we are drawn to Him, that we know who we are, we know what has happened to our sins, they've been taken care of, and we can go forward and intercept our struggles by this faith. Now, my friend, look, Romans 8, verse 15 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father." Pause. Think of that. You didn't receive a spirit of bondage again to fear. What spirit, as I said, or as I asked at the beginning, is driving you? Is it fear? Is it guilt? Is it greed? Is it ambition? Is it worry? And so many of us even think that the Holy Spirit Himself instills fear in us. Now, we don't think it cognitively. We wouldn't say, well, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to make us afraid. But unconsciously, emotionally, affectively, we think of the Spirit many times as creating fear in us, fear of hell, fear of sin, fear of condemnation and guilt. But here it says you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, bondage to fear. So what do we do with this verse here? When you sense fear in you, and worry, and guilt, pause, let your faith speak into your heart, and you say, "No, I did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back again into fear. Jesus, I thank you that your Holy Spirit gave me another spirit and gives me another spirit this moment. I have another spirit in me, and it is He whom I will tap into." And what is that spirit? But you received a spirit of adoption. Now just think of it. What drives you forward? Is it fear or adoption? Is it fear or the awareness of your sonship? Is it guilt or adoption and the awareness of your sonship? Is it greed? Is it ambition or the awareness of your sonship? Is it worry or the awareness of your adoption as a son and a daughter? You know how it is that when we have family, we have someone to go home to, don't we? We have something to go back to. We have warmth at home. We go home after a day's work and we know we've got family to look forward to. But many of us do not have family to look forward to. Many of us go home after a day's work to a lonely apartment. What about that for you? You see, if you tap into that reality, then there is a spirit of fear, perhaps, or guilt, or greed, or, well, not guilt and greed in those contexts, but a fear of abandonment, a fear of loneliness. But when you tap into Him, who is the Spirit who lives within you because of Jesus Christ, Christ has placed the Spirit in all who believe. If Christ is in you, then the Spirit is in you. Remember that. Then if you tap into Him, then you say, "I am a member of a family. I have family." You say, "It's not the same, Colin." I know it's not the same, but it's not less. It's more. I have family. I have a home in heaven. I have a home of grace right here surrounding me now. I have angels surrounding me. I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have Jesus as my friend. I am reconciled to the heart of the Father. I am brought into His presence. I have access by faith into this grace in which I stand. I have been declared innocent. I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what you believe. This is what is the truth. Now, some of us might say, my friend, well, yeah, but I'm just sort of doing a lot of wishful thinking. I'm being too positive as a Christian because really I have a lot to be guilty for, and I don't want to presume upon the Holy Spirit. I'm not sure that I have the right to be hopeful. There have been many wrongs and sins in my life, and I don't think I have the right to believe in good things, in expecting good things for my life. Well, let me answer that by telling you what it says in verse 16. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Just pause a minute, will you? The Spirit Himself, the very one Himself, it seems to be saying in that verse, the Spirit Himself, the very person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead Himself, tells you, bears witness to you, assures you, gives you a guarantee of the fact that you are a child of God. The Spirit Himself bears witness within our spirit that we are children of God. Now, did you notice what it didn't say? It didn't say the Spirit Himself bears witness with you that you are a sinner. The Spirit Himself bears witness with your spirit that you are corrupt and broken down and fallen. The Spirit Himself bears witness with your spirit that you are one step away from hell. The Spirit Himself bears witness with your spirit that you are displeasing to God. Is that what it says? None of that. You see, we fail sometimes to even pause to grasp the magnitude of what is being said here. My spirit does not bear witness to any of this, you understand? Your spirit and my spirit, our natural humanity, the way our brains talk to us, do not assure us of anything. They create worry in us, guilt in us, greed, ambition and worry and fear. All of these natural things of our human spirit, they testify against us. They make us feel gloomy, miserable, hopeless, despairing, but not the Holy Spirit. When you are feeling gloomy and hopeless and despairing, just if you can, pause, close your eyes, as long as you're not driving the car or something, and think, Spirit, what do you tell me of the Father? Not what do I tell me of the Father, but what do you tell me? And He says, you are a son. You are a daughter. You are loved by your Father. He has received you. You are reconciled to His heart. There is no condemnation. You are free from the law of sin and death. Believe, trust, all will be well. Call out to your daddy, Father. This is all that the Holy Spirit is telling us. The Holy Spirit, you see, and the Father and the Son knew that we would be carrying a weight around for the rest of our lives, all our lives, a weight of rotten potatoes on our back. He knew that we would be carrying around a broken spirit. He knew that we would be carrying around a human nature that does not function properly. And He knew that it would overwhelm us and kill us and destroy us, unless something could be placed there as an alternative. And who was it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who tells us when death is near, or when accident has come, or tragedy has hit a family, or job has been lost, or finances shot, or relationships wounded. The Holy Spirit is near. And He bears witness to your spirit that you are a child of God. And if you're a child, then an heir, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, you see, that's awesome. How come I'm an heir? Because I'm a brother of Christ, and Christ has received everything as a son from the Father. The heir is the son who has received, the firstborn who has received everything from the Father. Have you lately looked at cable TV and watched, say, National Geographic or the Science Channel, and looked at some of these awesome documentaries on the universe? I read the other day that they have discovered black holes now 10, now listen to this, 10 times larger than our whole solar system put together, in which stars are disappearing through those holes. We don't know where the heck they're going. There are billions and billions of light years of glory ahead of us, my dear friend. Jesus Christ is the heir of all this. He created it through his power and holds it all together, and the Father gave it to him. And how awesome to think that we gain it with Christ, for Christ became human so that all that was given to him is given to us as humans. We are heirs. We are inheritors of a great, great blessing. So, my friend, how do you train your faith? You tap in to what the Holy Spirit is telling you about the good news. And you do that by repeating the good news to yourself, by the words that are here in Scripture. There is no condemnation. You have peace with God, and you have entered into the grace in which you stand. You repeat all these things to yourself, and in doing so, it is the Holy Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you are a son of God. That's the good news. Joy to the world, my friend. This is the month of joy, this celebration of Christmas. And yet, of course, it reminds us that all our months should be joy. Even though there may be sadness in our hearts, we can express joy that God has come to the world and that he has given the gift of his Son. I want to remind you during this season of giving and joy to think of Faith Quest and this radio program that has tried to be faithful to you for many months, many years. Faith Quest and how it happens. And please remember Faith Quest in your donations, would you? We rely upon Christmas donations as an important part of the annual budget of Faith Quest. And so if you want to make a special end-of-year gift, which is tax deductible, or if you want to start to make monthly donations beginning in January or now, then please do so. You automatically become a partner, and I send you my Cook's monthly message, which is starting now on the Book of Colossians. I send you that each month as a thank you. And I'll send you a return address envelope, and which is a reminder for you, a commitment card as well, to send your donation in. But if you just want to make a one-time donation, that's wonderful. Thank you. Send your donation to Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That's Faith Quest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. You can take care of it by PayPal, if you like, on the website, our website where you can hear all the radio broadcasts at faithquestradio.com. That's faithquestradio.com. See you next time, my friend. Cheerio and God bless.